You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Acts chapter 8, verse 9 to 12. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city, used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." And to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Hallelujah. Now, Simon had used sorcery to bewitch the people of this land for a long time. I want you to note something, because, see, you've got to be careful. A lot of false preaching are going on today. The solution, what put an end to his sorcery, was the gospel. The Bible says, but when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were all saved and baptized. That was all. By believing in Jesus, the issue of sorcery was put to an end. But you will still see that the average preacher is still telling you today that there is a man, a powerful man in your lineage, that until you deal with that man of power. What is man of power? The man of power here himself believed. In fact, verse 13 says, then Simon himself believed also, and he was baptized and continued with Philip. The strong man also believed when he had the gospel. Don't let anybody make it look like the gospel is not sufficient, that you need to do something. Please, what special deliverance did they do here to be delivered from sorcery and witches? And the way this preacher comes up and talks about sorcery, witches, it's annoying. It's disgusting. The gospel is sufficient. That your faith in the gospel of Jesus, in the gospel of his kingdom and of his name Jesus, is sufficient. There's nothing else you need to do. There's no power again in your family that is trying to stop you from doing what? What power? Simon used sorcery. He bewitched the people. But the moment they had the gospel, there was victory. The apostle came and they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. And they were saved and they were delivered. They didn't conduct any special deliverance. Some of you are still, they are still telling you need to go back. All those who are saying you will not rise, who have stopped people before you, they will not stop you. This is nonsense. Anybody leading that kind of prayer is looking for your money. Or he has taken your money and he needs to do something for you to think that, this man is for me. This man prayed the prayer today. You know, some of the prayer the preachers are praying is because they take your tithe and offering. They need to show something that they are for you. So when they have taken your tithe and offering enough, then they will now tell you, they will now begin to pray those prayers for you. Those who stopped people who were before you, they will not be able to stop you in Jesus' name. Stop you from doing what? What do they want to stop? As if the gospel you believe is not sufficient, you need their prayer. Is it their prayer that will stop anything? Has the gospel not finished the work already? What did they do here? This was a village, this was a city, riddled with sorcery, and the only solution was the gospel. So what are they preaching today? Giving you impression you still need to do something. Somebody carried blood, somebody carried this. There is a strong man in your home, there is a strong man in your village. The strong man was Simon. He himself believed the gospel when he had the gospel. Let's preach the gospel. People will be saved. You don't need any other thing apart from the gospel of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Nothing else. Believing in that gospel is sufficient. You are delivered. You are saved. If you have not believed in him, today, call upon the name of Jesus and you shall be saved. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.